Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I know one thing for certain that I know that's going to be different is the timing. Miami was all timing. Like, you had to be in the right spot at the right time, and quarterback was dropping back, and he was letting the ball go. Like, no matter if he was there or if you weren't, like, it's just all timing and trust. And I know that that's still kind of the same thing here with Buffalo as well, too. But I think with Josh Allen, with his ability to extend plays and to be able to make nothing out of something, I think that what I know that I have to be ready for is that I can run a route and the ball might not come to me, but that doesn't mean the route is over.
Trent Sherfield with One Bills Live. Chris Brown and Steve Tasker chatting about his new home here in Buffalo. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, good morning. Happy Tuesday morning. You see the temps today, Joe?
No, it felt like
yesterday was kind of
springy.
Yesterday
out.
Got kind of nice.
Yep.
Sunny.
Sun came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today, high 49 and partly sunny.
Yesterday was the longest walk with the dog I took probably since the summer.
By choice, because it was
the fall.
So nice out.
Definitely the fall.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, the sun was out.
So right.
I had to wear a jacket, though. We're not quite at, I'm not wearing a jacket yet.
Not yet. 49 today, 50s? I'm seeing 50s 3 times. In the next couple days. So that's, progress. So anyway, happy Tuesday. Sabres play tonight, 7 o'clock, against the Nashville Predators. And the Bills have 2 new players. We're taking your calls on it, 803-0550, on the Damian Harris signing and the Trent Sherfield signing. 2 more pieces for the offense. Devin Singletary goes to Houston on a 1-year deal as well. In about 5 minutes, we're going to talk with Travis Wingfield, MiamiDolphins.com, about Trent Sherfield, what the Bills are getting in this player. He was down the depth chart, of course, past Hill and Waddle. But
he really was their number three, though.
Yeah, and they thought, or he thought he was going to go back to Miami.
Yeah.
And I guess they're going a different direction. So he comes to Buffalo. So we'll talk about that with Travis Wingfield of MiamiDolphins.com in a moment. One thing on the receiver train and receiver numbers. I want to thank you because you looked up these numbers at Pro Football Focus for me.
Yeah.
Now that Howard's gone, I have taken the role of... Hey, could you do this?
Can you look this up for me?
Not that I'm lazy. Yeah, just like it seems like you have a subscription-based service that I could ask you to do something.
Yes. Yeah.
And you did. And this is very specific, but, you know, whatever. This matters to me. Last year, I had one major, major issue with the Bills. And going to camp, it was an issue. And on draft day, it was an issue. And going into the season. And it played out. It ended up being a major issue for the Bills, which is... I didn't like their depth on the outside at receiver. We talked about it for months. It was Diggs and Davis, and then the next option on the outside was Kumerow. And the Bills, when they drafted Shakir, was just like, oh, okay. I mean, you have slot options. You have Crowder, who you would sign, and McKenzie. And then Shakir. I had 3 guys that were slot receivers that the Bills were trying to kind of say, well, they can play on the outside. And this is what you looked up for me. Career snap rates on the outside.
Yeah.
McKenzie is 27%. Crowder is 23%. Shakir coming into the year would have been 0%. Right? His splits in college may be different, but they drafted him. He looked like a prototype kind of slot guy. So their options past Diggs and Davis were really, really limited. And then you start to think about when Diggs came off the field, who goes out wide? Somebody that's not qualified for it.
Right.
And Davis has an ankle injury. And Davis has a limited route tree. And, you know, while they have great players on the offense, it felt to me like the offense was, if you want to say, predictable or easier to defend. Like, they didn't have the versatility that maybe they should. And maybe that's why they kept going for pass-catching running backs, because whatever. Anyway, the new guys, Deonte Hardy and Trent Sherfield, career snap percentages on the outside. Again, remember, McKenzie 27%, Crowder 23%. Hardy is 56, and Sherfield is 64. Like, these are guys that can play on the outside or move inside. If I get Deonte Hardy on the field on the outside and put Diggs in the slot, I've got options here. The Bills in the DeMar Hamlin game against the Bengals, scored on their first drive of the game. What happened? Tyler Boyd slot went outside. Jamar Chase is in the slot, draws attention. The Bengals throw to their guy on the outside. I wanted this receiver group to have more versatility. And I think with Hardy and Sherfield, you get that. Not to say they're straight-up replacements. Shakir is still here. So I just think as a group, Joe, there's already, and this is before adding another one, which I still think they should do, there's already an improvement on what the Bills receivers can do in terms of moving around. You know, you couldn't put Isaiah McKenzie out wide last year and be serious about it.
No. Nope.
And with these two guys they've signed, you can do that.
The defenses wouldn't take you seriously doing it, right? Like, they wouldn't see it as a threat. And it's different skill sets. Hardy is the speed downfield guy. Like, Kumerow, even, like, he would play outside, but how dangerous was he? What were you worried about, really, when Jake Kumerow lined up against you as a cornerback? Anything? Because Hardy, even if he's not an accomplished receiver with all these accolades, he comes on the field, it's okay, whoa, speed. Gotta watch out for that speed. Don't get burnt. Don't get beat deep. Sherfield, it might be, I can't let him get the ball in his hands with a head of steam because he can go right by me or he can run through me. Like, even the guys that they're bringing in that haven't done a ton, there's something there where it's, okay, this is a threat with the ball in his hands. So I think that this is the right approach to take, and maybe it does allow Diggs to move around the formation more, which I think I want that. Isn't that kind of what Miami did? And maybe that speaks to Sherfield's value to be able to line up anywhere, because Miami lined up Waddle and Hill everywhere. Like, you never knew where they were going to line up play to play. And Diggs is not, you know, one spot all the time. Like, they will move him around a little bit. But as you mentioned, when they do move him around, just ignore the guy that's replacing him on the outside. Like, you don't even have to worry about it. Sometimes it'd be Quentin Morris. Sometimes it'd be Gilliam. Like,
man. I mean, I would be in my seats and see Quentin Morris out wide and think, like, man, the roster is just begging for players that can be out there and be threatening, be worth it. And, again, like, driving the receiver train, I'm having a good time. We're not getting off this train. But it's got a, like you said, shoving coal into the engine. It's got some good coal in there. Like, we're moving here.
And you want to see Dorsey be more creative, right? Like, wasn't that one of the criticisms of his first year? And this is only going to make it easier for him to be creative, which it just guys that are more well-versed, that are more diverse, that it's not Davis has to line up out wide because he can't really win from the slot. McKenzie has to line up from the slot because he can't really win out wide. Crowder from the slot. Like, these limited skill sets that the Bills had littered throughout their offense, other than Stephon Diggs. And if they can now throw four receivers onto their offense, depending on if they draft anybody, that Dorsey can do a bunch of different things with, like, that really will be when we get to judge what Ken Dorsey's offense would be, because Dable, you know, like, I guess Beasley wasn't this, but Brown could line up anywhere,
Emmanuel,
more than Davis
Emmanuel
could.
Emmanuel Sanders could play Sanders the outside
could.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, when that was it. They lost Sanders, and it was less about Davis taking the Sanders role, and it was, you know, people talk about they didn't replace the Beasley role. They tried to with three guys. They didn't try to replace the Sanders role. There was nobody for it.
Right. No, they just threw Davis in there. And Davis is not as diverse a route runner.
But
as
not even
Sanders
that.
Is.
Last year or the year before, it was Davis and Sanders could both do it, and then it was just Davis.
Right.
And too many guys on the inside. So I'm happy. And again, these are like role player guys. Maybe you still want to go bigger, which I think the Bills should. To Dennis in Williamsville. Dennis, good morning. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. A couple of points. One, it's funny that we're talking about this, moving Diggs around. After the Super Bowl, I had called about that and said, you know, that's how Kansas City ends up winning, by scheming guys open and not just pigeonholing guys into certain spots and always being able to beat whatever defense a team is throwing against you with scheme. And, you know, and I remember Howard telling me, yeah, well, the Bills don't want to get Davis killed going over the middle in the slot. Or, I'm sorry, Diggs getting killed in the slot. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you got to be able to be a little diverse, and you got to be able to do that. We got to be able to move these guys around and scheme them open a little bit. So, you know, I love this conversation about being able to do that and have some flexibility. But I do think my second point is, you know, we have no pedigree at that position outside of Diggs, who was also a sixth-round pick. I know we traded a first-rounder for him, but all we have is we have Davis, a fourth-rounder. We had Hodgins, a sixth-rounder. We had, you know, McKenzie undrafted. We got all these, now these new two guys we bring in. I mean, we're undrafted guys. Like, we need a guy like the guy that I love in this draft is Zay Flowers. We're talking about versatility, and there's a guy that can play all over the field, inside, outside, and he's known for winning at all three levels of the defense, short, intermediate, deep. And if we're talking about having some versatility, there's a guy that I would love to target, put a little pedigree on the field for the Bills, a first-round pick, invest a little something more than a fourth or fifth rounder in the position, and give Josh a chance. You know, without just throwing hope out there, hoping that some undrafted guy hits for us. Let's invest in that and get a guy out there that Josh can really be successful with.
Yeah, Dennis, thanks for this. It makes me think about the receiver versus tight end versus, you know, what do you invest in? Because, Joe, you said earlier they're trying to win a Super Bowl. That's true. They're also trying to sustain success over multiple years. It's one of the reasons that I just don't. I don't see tight end early, because that would be, in year one, it would be, how am I going to use this tight end? Am I going to go with two tight ends a lot? What does it look like in year two and year three? I mean, Dawson Knox has just signed an extension, and now I've got two guys.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're fundamentally changing your offense if you go with an early draft pick at tight end.
And I could pull up the numbers on this. Their actions, maybe, you know, they called Rob Gronkowski Hollister, right, or O.J. Howard. Maybe they have given an effort to do it more, but with Sean McDermott as this team's head coach, they run basically the least amount of 12 personnel, two tight end sets, in football. Like, they run more three receiver and four receiver sets than I think everybody but the Cardinals. Like, the Cardinals are the only team in the last few years that do that more. So
the Rams have been up there.
The Rams have been up there.
I guess one of the
It would be a completely philosophical shift of the way they line up on offense if they were to invest that heavily in a position where even the guys they've gone for, O.J. Howard is a 1-year deal that they were able to get out of in training camp without any type of hit. Hollister, the year before, was their investment in tight end. Jacob Hollister, same thing. They cut him at camp because they didn't really put a real investment into him, and they haven't spent. Have they spent a single draft pick on tight end since they picked Dawson Knox? Was Tommy Sweeney?
He
might have been before Knox.
Well, this also gets to positional value and money. So the Damian Harris signing is going to swing all the way back to receiver. We haven't seen the money for that yet. I'll tell you what I know that it's not. It's not $11 million a year. $11 million a year is the going rate for good receiver, right? Jacoby Myers,
sure, right.
$11 million. Damian Harris is going to be what? Three? Two?
Don't we have to assume it's less than Singletary?
Yes, because Singletary was
3.75.
And Harris is more specialized as a role player.
I mean, I guess they could have just decided, maybe it's the same money and they just decided we think Harris fits the offense better.
Maybe.
But I would want to predict that he comes in below what Singletary signed for in Houston.
Here's what I would get to, though. If you could make a league-wide comparison, is Jacoby Myers exactly as good at his job as Devin Singletary is at his? Which is, hey, nice player, given touch. I mean, it's a rough comparison, but what I'm getting at is the money.
Yeah.
Look at what Singletary did. 4 years, good offense, productive,
yeah,
decent yards per carry, makes guys miss, isn't Josh Jacobs, isn't Saquon Barkley or Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
He's a nice running back. What's he get for his second contract? 1 year, $3 million max.
Yeah.
He could incentive up to $3 million. What does Jacoby Myers get off of a pedestrian kind of production on a bad offense? Maybe it's not his fault. He gets $30 million.
Right.
Like, look
right.
at look at the positions.
Yeah.
The position says you should be drafting receivers, especially if you're entering the era of a cap-strapped team. Now, the Bills do have a couple good bargains on Deonte Hardy. I mean, even that came in at money that people were surprised to see he got that much, and we still haven't seen the Sherfield number. But drafting a receiver is an exercise in saving money.
Yeah.
You've got to do it just to save the money. And I do think that Damian Harris coming to this team, a lot of people that are anti-running back first round were able to breathe a sigh of relief. Like, that's...
Yeah, because they're
it's over.
No way. No it way they're going to do that now.
Over.
And it ends any type of Henry rumors or, like, stop listing them on Delvin Cook odds lists, right? Like, all that. Eckler.
It's over.
All of it is over. That, to me, is the best part of the signing. Because it is... It's a consistent... Even if it's, you know, more than I would like to see them invest in the position. I've been on record. I didn't think they needed another running back that would be active on game days. But Harris, all right, fine. Harris is more proof to me that this regime, that Brandon Bean, because he hasn't done it yet, at least with a first-round pick or one of these star running backs, he's not someone that is just, I've got to get that star running back. I'm going to draft the guy in the first round. It hasn't happened yet, and I'd like to believe that it, with this GM, it will never happen, that they will never pick a first round. As long as they have this cap situation with this quarterback contract, that they are smart enough to know not to pay Derrick Henry $9 million a year, not to pay Austin Eckler $12 million a year, not to pay Barkley what he would have cost, or McCaffrey, or to spend a first-round pick on Bijan Robinson, when a first-round running back, by the way, goes right near the top of the list in terms of salary just on that rookie contract. I feel like this is another example of they're willing to go to the discount bin. They don't do it as much as other teams, right? The second-round pick, the couple of third-round picks. They don't do it as much as other teams, but they've yet to go, like, oh, all in at the position. And that to me, is the best part of the signing, even more than what the player is.
803-0550. The Bills hosted, here's an interesting one for you, Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network said the Bills hosted for a pre-draft visit Tank Dell, wide receiver.
Small receiver?
Small. Okay. Small receiver.
Do we know if they hosted him before signing Deonte Hardy or not?
That's a good question. I wondered about that.
Because Tank Dell is...
Small. There's lots to like about him.
Yeah.
And he had a good Senior Bowl from what I understand. But yeah, small.
He weighed in at the combine.
It was like 170?
Yeah. This NFL website. Not pulling up. 5'8". Okay. I think 5'8", though, off the top of my head,
okay,
if I'm remembering right. 5'8", like 170. So around Deonte Hardy size.
Yeah. When we get back, I did see you yelling at people on Twitter about the Damian Harris signing.
About one part of it in particular.
You're over here throwing a wet blanket on everybody's party.
I was doing that a little bit. Part of it is driving me
okay.
Is driving me nuts.
You want to tell us about it when we get back?
Sure.
I saw you yelling at people.
5'8", 165 for Tank Dell, by the way.
5'8", 165.
Yes, I'll yell about a part of this Damian Harris signing.
And I'll talk you down next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.